Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We see the wisdom from the word again today as we study and fellowship together in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Thank you. Be seated. Don't forget, anytime we mention that phrase, in the name of Jesus. See, Brad Joshua, relax now. That is just keep everybody to enter and relax. Relax, okay? Yes, yes. Relax. Well done. Don't worry. Also, just go to the also that is just you are too close. Okay. Awesome. Now it's better. No, that's rather small church, right? Hey, what? Oh, that's it. Okay, yeah. So, don't forget, see what I just said right now. I said, we receive edification, we receive understanding as we fellowship together. And I said, in the name of Jesus. Now, when you hear that word, in the name of Jesus, quickly rephrase in your mind, quickly go in your mind, please go through everything Jesus went through. That phrase, in the name of Jesus, is not a cliche. It's not just an enchantment that we say in church. The name of Jesus represents all that Jesus went through, okay? So that means, immediately I say, in the name of Jesus, I have said, in the name of the one that died and rose again. Then I say, in the name of Jesus, I have said, yes, based on the power in the resurrection of Jesus. Then I say, in the name of Jesus, I have said, based on the authority in the greatest authority on earth. That means I am saying you are getting this done based on the authority that created heaven and earth itself. Based on the authority, in fact, for whom heaven and earth is created. Based on the purpose of man, based on the might of God, based on the exceeding greatness of his power. Amen, amen. So same consciousness we take in healing the sick, when you say in the name of Jesus, you are saying let everything else stand still and respond to this. Amen, amen. Praise God. You are saying let everything else just stand still, let everything cooperate and respond to this. Respond to this. That's the meaning. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. So, okay, let's progress. You know, there's a popular saying that a wise man will learn from the mistakes of others, right? It's not always good for... So I was looking at the prayers that Father Abraham was praying. So it's still possible we have people that will be saying that, all these things that these people are saying, ministry, etc. I'm also, don't worry, when I make my own money, then I will know that it's vanity. That means, something like, when you tell some people that plenty wives is nonsense, they say, don't worry. What of Solomon? Say, okay, let me do my own first. Then I will know too that it's vanity. You know, that's not just a foolish man. That's a sinner. That's the point. That's a sinner. So the wise man will learn from the experience of others, but a spiritual man will simply learn from his failures. That's what I'm trying to say. A wise man will learn from the mistake of others, but a spiritual man will learn from what? Scripture. Scripture is enough for a spiritual man. It's enough. You are not interested in falling then rising. You are not interested in that as a spiritual man. A spiritual man is not saying, he's not interested in, okay, don't worry, let me pause, let me fall. When I fall, don't worry, I'll get up. He said, salvation is eternal. Don't worry, I'll get up. Only fools behave like that. People are slow of heart. So scriptures is enough. It's just enough. It's enough. We see the examples, we see the admonitions, we see the corrections, and we just take it and we make our life better. We just take it and we make our future glorious. Just take it and we just obey God. We have said it like we'll be candid. I have not seen a choir that composed so much songs of ministry like your small people in this place. I have not seen. I said, I have not seen. Yes. Maybe not much on salvation, not much on the things of the spirit, which I believe they will get better in those ones as we teach more in that area. But I have not seen a choir that sang much on ministry than these people. Than these people. And of course, it's an office of teaching. So, like everything, that means if you turn to the left, you want you to remember that salvation and its ministry is your duty, is your purpose, is your call, is who you are. See what we discussed yesterday, right? Very key, very instructive. Very key. Just show us that, see what we are going for. It's not bread and butter. It's not bread and butter. It's not from fear. It's not from fear. Amen, amen. We're starting today. So this is part five, right? Sir? Part five, thank you. Okay. So yesterday, so 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 is engaging unbelief. It's part 5. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. I just want to start earlier today to see how far we can go. Okay, this note also, I'll read 2. We continue to chapter 4, verse 4. Okay, this note also that in the last day perilous time shall come. Verse 2. Thank you. Yes, sir. Come on, wait, let's wait. Hold on. Some people are not there. Let's wait for them. Verse 2. So that verse 2 is just, I think we studied this in one series, Lovers of Themselves. Which series is that? It's of recent. Let's read verse 2 together. Want to go? Yes, sir. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Okay, let me read verse 3 without natural affection. Let me just say this. Everything you read in that place is a proof that they only love themselves, okay? Lovers of their own self is a driving word. When you see the first word in a number of words, that first word is the real factor. It's like when he says that the fruit of the spirit is love. Everything else explains love. You don't say peace, gentleness, meekness, patience, etc. So, but that love is the driving word, is the real kukumolodo, like we say in Yoruba. So, same thing goes here, lovers of their own self. So, the fruit of when you only like yourself is covetous, proud, you see, blasphemous. You blaspheme because something is against your own ideology, disobedience to parents, physical and spiritual, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Cross breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. That's key. Despising those that are good. You know, some people just despise others because they are better than themselves. Some people just have this inferiority mindset also. In church, just see somebody excelling the things of God and you are just, and things biting you, that is not you. Calm down. Okay, let's read verse 4, please. Yes. Faithless. Come on, let's see verse 4 again. Want to go, guys? Yes? No, we don't know that this is New Testament. Is it the law? Is it the law of Moses? Amen. Is it legalism? It's not legalism. Lovers of pleasure. Lovers of pleasure more than. Now the point, more than lovers of God, let me verse, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Verse 6, yes, sir. Funny enough, when Pastor Henka scattered that verse for me, was saying it's a very doctrine. Verse 7, see, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Next verse, yes. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Verse 10, yes? persecution, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch or at Iconium, at Lystra, which persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. That's what? Read verse 12 again. Help me, yes? So, who remember the reason for persecution? Why persecution? Is it because the message is incomplete? What if you just said the message? Is it that the message is bad? Is it that the message is poor? Is it that the message is poorly delivered? It's what about the message? That's the point. Like I said, it's because of men's response, especially men's negative response to the message. Negative response to the message. A good message can bring a bad reaction. Okay? A good message, an harmless message, can bring an harmful reaction. And a totally harmless message can bring a harmful reaction. See Exodus chapter 5. Let's use Pharaoh as an example of this. Sometimes, oh yeah, very funny. See Exodus chapter 5, in verse 1. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let his people go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let his people go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Let us go. We pray thee 3 days journey into the desert and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword." Verse 4. And the king of Egypt said unto them, "Whereof do ye, Moses and Aaron, let the people from their works?" That means, so you want them to walk again? Get you back to your bondage and go back to your work. Go back to your place of work. Verse 5. And Pharaoh said, "Behold, the people of the land are now many, and you make them rest from their bondage." And Pharaoh commanded the same day that the tax masters of the people and their officers, saying, "You shall no more give the people straw to make bricks, and as heretofore, let them go and get that straw for themselves." Imagine verse 8, and the tales of the bricks which they did make, you shall lay them, you shall not diminish out thereof, for they shall be, for they be idle. See that? For they be idle. Whereof they cry, saying, "Let us go and sacrifice unto the Lord." Can you see that beating? That is like a beating. You understand? He's saying, because you are idle, you don't have enough work. So somebody said, okay, the message is, let my people go. And at the end of the day, what was the eventual result of the message? Their work was increased. The message is, let there be no work. But because of someone's response, the labor now it increased. So God is not in control of persecution. God is not in control. Now, because God's and God's action will come again. Now, the only way God is in control is because God has a message that he will not keep quiet about. But directly, God is not in control of persecution. But there's a message that God will not keep quiet about. And there's a message that the servant of God will not keep quiet about. But God does not control men's response to that message. Especially men's negative response. So that is the origin of persecution. It's never the will of God. That's why he said, when you are persecuted in a city, when you are not accepted, Bera, take off. What do you mean of Bera? The Greek word. Like, take off. So, see, same thing in 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 11. Thessalonica. Okay, Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus on the church of Thessalonians, in God and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace No, in the New Testament, it's difficult to give glory to God without mentioning Jesus. It's difficult, if not impossible. Selah, selah. Think about that. Like, because now your glory is only accepted in Christ. In Christ. Now your praise is only accepted in Christ. There is no giving glory to God outside Christ. There is no, of course, you understand what Trinity means by now. Don't, before you are done with your training, you will do. Okay, verse 2, grace and unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, we are born to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, it is proper, because that your faith great exceedingly and the charity of every one of you all towards who? The charity, love towards who? Each other are bounded. Amen, amen. So faith great exceedingly. What's the response? What's the result? Charity to who? Is it to God? So say everyone. Say everyone. Say the proof of my faith to God is when I relate well, is when I love the man that God has given me. Take note of that. Very key, very instructive. It's the proof. So that we ourselves glory in you and in all the churches, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. That is talking about persecutions and tribulations that you endure. Verse 5, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Counted worthy there is talking about reward, not making heaven. Okay? Counted worthy of the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God, can be used as salvation. Kingdom of God can also be used as rewards in salvation. So that's why context is always the key. Sorry, that's not where I'm going. Just for you to know. Verse 6. See, it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. That means some people are troubling these guys. Why are they troubling them? Let's see from verse 7. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God. That what? Obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, what is their first disposition? Unbelief. That is the first thing that happened. So, and what is the fruit of that unbelief? Rejecting or persecuting the preacher. Rejecting or persecuting the preacher. That is the fruit of unbelief. That is the result. Sorry, again. What is the first disposition? Unbelief. Then what is the fruit of that unbelief? Rejecting or persecuting the preacher. And what is the final result? Eternal damnation. Because now say in verse 9, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. That means in the absence of his glory, in the absence of his presence, in the absence of his power. A man gets destroyed because of the absence of the power of God, not because of the presence. The presence of God does not destroy, the presence of God saves, but the absence of God is what is called the judgment of sin. Sorry, that is not for this sermon. Verse 10, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. So you could see that clearly where all the journey, where all the wala, where all the rancor started from is unbelief. It's unbelief that results in persecution. It's not God's making. Okay. Let's not overstretch that. Go back to 2 Timothy 3. So I was just explaining verse 12 for you that yea and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Clear. Checkmate. It's not, you don't have a choice. It's because, well, God will not micromanage people's hearts. Yes, we are going to pray. We are going to be precise. We are going to be repetitive. We are going to do our best. But yet, men still have their choice to make. Thank you. So, 2 Timothy 3:13 now. But evil men and seducers shall what? Wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. So, because of that, what must you do? Verse 14. Because evil men and seducers there is talking about those who what? Who deceive, okay? deceiving and being deceived. 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learnt and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learnt them. Why should I continue? 15, and from a child thou hast known the holy scripture, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And what is that good works? Chapter 4, verse 1. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus, who shall judge the quick and the dead, he come before our judge, at his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, the instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and what? Doctrine. Can you see where it's coming from? From chapter 3, verse 1. Don't forget these things, you read them in paragraph, right? You read them as a whole. It's coming from the fact that men shall become lovers of themselves. So because of all these issues, he said, oh, Mr. Man, you are a man of God. You have been acquainted with the Holy Scripture. Don't forget that this scripture is given to you for review, for correction, for instruction. So in that way, based on that, you have to preach, you have to teach. So if you come before God, who is your judge? That means now seeing Jesus, not just as a savior, but also as our judge. That we now we come before our judge. That means what I'm about to tell you, then, my guy, you are going to be judged based on it. If you don't do it well, you'll be judged. At times, why am I strong? Why am I using it? Why am I strong? Because I know that if I go to Philadelphia, just hug some of you that don't worry, you are trying, you are doing your best. Hey, I am not doing you a favor. I said yesterday, I said, you preach like Jesus is one of your words. And what is he doing? Taking note. What type of note? Scoring you. Then, just say some things. Just sing for you. Just sing. Just sing. And actually, it's literal. It's literal. So you don't look, I don't look at you to know what to tell you. No, I just say,
You are tired. Awesome guy. You are fine. God is just with you like that. You are just there. Don't worry. Anything you do, you are fine with God.
No, that's not what you do. You look at God to speak for men. Praise God.
Say, I'm a man of God.
So that's why he said, we come before our judge. And on that, what are you to do? Next verse, he said, to preach and word instant when in season and what out of season, because your God is alive both in season and out of season. He's there, right? Taking note, both in season and out of season. Now tell you to what? Reprove, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. That means, I told you yesterday, I said the normal tendency in the universal man would be to us to go astray. Remember? Please, I learned to be revising these things, okay? The normal natural tendency in the universal man would just be to take a tangent away from the will of God, a tangent away from sincerity, a tangent away from sanity. You know, it's a tangent, right? Just escape.
You know what you're doing in your mathematics class? Okay. Just write a trip away, something like that.
So, this is the reason why you are learning, okay? That men get corrected and they repent. This is why you are learning. When you are learning, I have said it clearly. You don't need God to fix your life. He says, when you are in church, you are in church for the ministry of Jesus. 3 days prayer is too much to fix your business life. It's too much. I mean, 3 days prayer in a year is too much. Sela, you have family issues. 1 day prayer, a whole day prayer is too much in a year to fix family issues. Sela, there's a lot connected to that. But for ministry, every day, so that's why you came. That's why you are here. Thank you. So I said we this is the reason why we are learning that men get corrected and repent and change their thinking from rebellion to the gift of grace. Remember that? Yes, and they change their thinking. That's repentance. Okay, they will not change their thinking, change their actions from rebellion. The gift of grace. So, okay, keep continuing. Continue. Verse 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own loss shall they eat to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. You know,
Make ears, right? Make ears. Just want to hear what you love. Just want to hear what is. No, you want to just square peg, square, all right? Let everything just line. What is already in my mind? Let me just go to church. Let me just talk about my Saturday. Can you imagine prayer from the God? No, first prayer. What can I ever answer it in this church? Good God. Let Pastor just talk about my Saturday. Yes, Pastor will talk about it. And Pastor will say, you are not good. Amen. Sorry. So, verse 4, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. You know, it's funny. When you come to church, you are not visa. I'll be sorry, you are not your passport. You pray for visa. And those U.S. consulates, they are now very, really you enter their consulate and say your mouth is moving. You go. Say you are. I'm serious. Say you are trying to enchant them. I'm serious. Yeah. Who have told me that? Or you just come down, you're talking to them. No, it will not work for them. Go. Whether it's tongues or anything, you don't want to know. Okay, so and they shall turn their ear. Don't worry, Canada is free. You can go to the ground easily. No, you know, stop it. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and she shall be turned onto fables. Let's read that side together. Want to go? But watch thou in all things, endure what? Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thine. Say full proof. So scriptures give us a mindset, okay? So why do we do all this? It's scriptures. It's learning. Scriptures. I think nobody is born with all this. Scriptures gave us a mindset. This mindset. And that become a deep-seated part of our lives. Deep-seated. No matter the enticement that Satan brings tomorrow, we are far above. Amen, amen. You have overcome them already by the deep-seated truth. Some people will say, don't worry. How? You don't know why you are seeing ministry. You have not seen the Calvary. You tell them, bring it on. Amen, amen. They bring it on. You don't say that. Amen. They bring it on. Amen, amen. Don't worry. You never enter money. You enter money. You pass Jesus. You want to give me every day. Which one? We know for Jesus. I'm not just not Lawana. Say that. You better smile. Yeah. So yeah, it becomes a deep-seated part of our life. So our life is a Christian life. Say my life is a Christian life. Yeah, so, and then we value that Christian life more than the natural, the social life, economic. No, we value the Christian life more. Yeah. We value the Christian life more. Now, starting off today right now. So, as a preacher, you'll be faced not only with outright perversions. Now, start getting technical. Not only with outright perversions, but also with different views of the same faith. Different views, different shades of the same faith. So you must be smart. Not only outright perversions, you also be faced with different views, different branches of that same faith. So you must be smart by God. Because men will just create their own definition of proper Christianity. Rather than receiving the view of the scriptures. That's the issue. Men will just create their own, saying, no, this is my own. I know that's what your Bible says, but this is my own. See, the word is simple enough for a man that wants to hear God's word. Simple. The word of God is simple. It's simple. It's clear. I don't know what we do in this place. Mostly just read. We just read. In fact, at times I quote less of Greek word. We just read. And read everything. And read well. The word is simple enough for anyone that wants to hear God's heart and not his own heart in God's word. For anyone that wants to hear God's heart, not the one that wants to hear his own heart from God's word. You understand? Yeah. The word is simple enough. The word of God is simple enough. Simple enough. Simple enough. Thank you. So, we don't, so write this down, we don't back up our thoughts in the scripture, no. We don't back up our thoughts in the scripture, no. We don't integrate the gospel, no. Integrate, you understand from the series before? We don't back up our thoughts from the scriptures. We don't integrate the scripture. We make it plain. Sorry, we don't integrate the gospel. We make it plain. No sentimental position. No, nothing sentimental. In our defense of the gospel, you must not be opinionated. It's not about your opinion. You are sticking God's will. You are less opinionated. It's not my opinion. It's Bible. It's Bible. So that's why you must be mighty in scripture. You must be voracious. You must be saying it. You must be saying it so much. So much information. So, yeah. At length, now all this now from a write-up of Pastor Nainka, from one of his write-up. So you must not be opinionated in your defense. No. See some nice string words, great illustration, but not necessarily the gospel. So that somebody writes, some people think every long post is the gospel. It's not always the gospel. I've seen very long posts with so much scripture that it's an heavy lie. And the name of the man that wrote it is even an apostle. Maybe the other name, because it's one of your mentors, or some of you here. He's an apostle. In fact, the apostle has Greek words. You are apostle or reverend. That's what Pastor will say is the shy born of just deep-seated issues. Just because of something else, or because you hate somebody, you just be looking. It's based on title. Logo, really. By the time the guy finishes typing back, you will type your head. No. So when we start backing up our thoughts in scripture, when we start protruding our own opinions, like now mention some respected church figures, and your audience is head captive. No, that's nonsense. You don't drop people's name. That's not sound. You don't drop people's name for validation. As Kate Fuman said, as Richard Jaffa said, just drop five names. Jaffa, so I see. Is it you? Is it you? That's not sound. Paul admonishes us to use sound words. Sound words. See 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. Paul admonishes us to use sound words. Say sound words, not sound bites. Say not key points. Say sound words. Thank you. See chapter 4 verse 6. If thou put, let's just read a lot. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up. Say nourished up. You know, we have nourishment and we have steroids, right? Who knew steroids? Huh? You don't want to develop imagine 6 packs, right? What do? You take steroids. And just one day, just wake up tomorrow and boom, you are there. That's what God is saying. God wants to be nourished. That means if you take time, right? If you take, imagine you want to feed, who is the Father Abraham, right? You want to feed Father Abraham for him to become, sorry, Father Abraham, right? You want to feed Paracletos for him to become like, even divine is not here yet. To just become mighty and strong and mighty, like the Lord himself. You know? It will take time. Remember? You know, just give him money back. This is it. No, that's not it. The Bible just do, then it will go. It will take consistency, right? Take consistency. So that's why it was nourished up. Nourished up. That's what we do in church. That is why church for you cannot be once every Sunday. Unless you are Satan. I don't know. Church for you cannot be every Sunday. It cannot be once in 2 weeks. You must be nourished. You eat once in a week. How will your head be? Nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Very instructive. Say, even of the things that you have attained, of the things you have known, you must be nourished up in it. So, go to 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3. First Timothy 6, verse 3. If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, see that word, wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to doctrines according to godliness. Of course, the guy is proud. 2 Timothy 1, verse 13. 2 Timothy 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. The form of sound words, which you have heard of me, the form of sound words. So it means unblemished words, okay? LD, without bias, without meat. Sorry, it means unblemished words, okay? LD words, without bias, without meat. M-Y-T-H-S, okay? Without meat, without self-opinion, without fancies. Without bias, without meat, without self-opinions, without fancies. You start hearing as you do for God, God will do for you. As popularly believed, yet a lie. As you serve God, God will. What are you saying? As popularly believed, yet a lie. Yes, I said without, not, what am I saying? It means unblemished word, LD, without bias, without meat, without self-opinion, or fancies, okay? So, most of those things that they just use to bait people, they are not sound words. God does not do for us as we do for him. No. God did for us based on his love. That based on that, we do for men. That's all. You don't think or search Google before scriptures. Imagine you want to define, you want to teach on righteousness, and you first go to Google. Google, what is righteousness? Microwave dictionary. What made you enter problem? How have you preached that before? You are preaching on redemption. You first say, okay, from the dictionary means redemption. So, you have done it before, or is it me? So from the dictionary, I think I did last, maybe, I didn't think that last, maybe in RCF, maybe in Scapula will be aware. First talk dictionary, then you now talk God. You enter problem. Not you anyway. So, no. We don't search or Google before scriptures. Wise words is not Christology. Please. Some wise words are actually very catchy. Very catchy. But wise words are not Christology. They are not. Dictionary does not define Bible concepts. You don't use scriptures to promote man's idea. You don't. You don't use scriptures to promote man's idea. So, see Titus 1 verse 9. Quote Titus the same thing to you. Quote Timothy to use sound words. Sound words. So when you are talking God, when you are talking Bible, use sound words. It's not sound by. It's not just hear an experience, hear a vision, hear just small things. Because of that, I have proof to you. Use sound words. Ask some people, yeah, can come and lead me. Some people, just like the way you have given me a speech. Rather than the question, they say, okay, let's open to our yellow book page. So, chapter 4, okay. That's me, man of God. Sound words. Prepared for the defense of the gospel. Sound words. Titus 1. That should be verse 3. Titus 1, verse 9. Titus 1 verse 9, holding fast the faithful word. Are you there? Thank you. Holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught. Yes, he has been taught. Come on. Yeah, that he may be able by what? Sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the what? The gainsayers. Gainsayers. Gainsayers, there is a Greek word antilego. It means those who contradict antilego. Anti, the L-E-G-O. Those who contradict, those who declare themselves against you, against the message, those who declare themselves against the message, they refuse to have anything to do with the message. Those who think, and that's great evil, indifference. Those who just like to stay aloof, just stay in the middle. Don't worry, I'm not against the doctrine of Christ. And neither am I like give my whole life for it. Just stay somewhere, hanging in the blues. Anti-Lego. That's who they are. So, I wrote my note. I said, people can gainsay, when they don't also promote the truth of God's word. Come for evangelism, you don't go. Come and learn God's word, you are not learning. So you can be able to teach, you are not learning. Come and do this, you are not doing. That's what the Bible calls you. That is indifference, indifference. Either because of personal or sentimental attachment. So, in preaching the gospel, we are going to encounter numerous tendencies. Okay? Numerous tendencies of men. Numerous. And we're not going to attend, we just identified 10 of them today, and we'll continue again tomorrow. God willing. Because God is willing, us willing. So I said in preaching the gospel, we encounter numerous tendencies, and Paul identified most of them for us. Number one, well done. Okay, number one, we encounter legalists who preach acceptance with God via works. Okay, write this down. We encounter legalists who preach acceptance with God via works, and I will be speaking so much more on this. We preach acceptance to God via works. Okay, see Galatians 1 verse 6 to 7, for instance, they preach acceptance to God via works. And that's the issue with the Galatian church. That's the reason for that epistle. It's legalism. That's the issue. Legalism. Very, like, more than half of the Bible is against this. Against this. Legalism. Please pay attention to this clearly. Galatians 6, from Galatians 1 verse 6 to 7, let's read together. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto. And that goes to verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and without pervert the gospel of Christ. See that they pervert it. When you teach works, you are perverting. You are perverting the gospel of Christ. So there is this idea of defining proper Christianity as any height of morality around. I know there are many people like that. People who just define proper Christianity as any height, the highest morality you see around. This is why Paul called them foolish in Galatians church. That idea of defining that the most moral is the most Christian. Things like that. No. No. See Romans 10 from verse 1. Legalist. Romans 10 from verse 1. Well done. Okay, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a what? Zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Read verse 3 and 4. 1, 2, go, please. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that was. Do you know the Jews were not accused of any moral sin? Check the gospel. In fact, the Jews were accusing others of moral sin. Jesus never accused them of any moral sin. The fourth gospel was heavily against legalism. Heavily. Heavily against seeking God's justification via works. Heavily. Heavily against legalism. And trust me, what God hates, he must hate too. What God dislikes, he must dislike. And some of us, our good character is actually even more of a fruit of proper upbringing, not even Christ. Because you just have disciplinary parents, you are just brought up in a proper environment. You now go and preach in Jamaica where everybody is born under the bridge. Now you see yourself as prayer. Okay? See, go to Galatians 3, verse 1. Same issue here. Galatians 3, verse 1. Oh, foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. Verse 2. This only will I learn of you. You receive the Spirit
by the works of the law. Do you receive his gift by good morality or by the hearing of faith? Say faith. Say faith. Come on. Let's read verse 3. Want to go? Don't face your neighbor, please. Yes. Are you so foolish? Haven't begun in the spirit. Are you now made perfect in the flesh? I say, don't face your neighbor. Somebody say, face his neighbor. Haven't begun in the spirit. Are you now made perfect by the flesh? That's right. Now, I've said it repeatedly, this church. I said, better build your relationship on what? Forgiveness, not on what?
Pastor.
Not on correctness.
Of course, just follow me fully and don't be quiet. This is, see Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. Matthew 9, verse 9. And as Jesus passed forth from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of the custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him. And it came to pass as Jesus sat in the midst in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto the disciples, why eateth your master with what? Publicans and sinners. You just talking with one guy that is just the last one fellow there by his side. What is called fellow? I don't know that myself. Well, and he said, why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? Verse 12, I didn't say you are eating it with them. Well, sorry. When Jesus heard that, he said unto them, let's read, yes. They that be what? Old need not a what? Physician, but they that are what? What do you think is happening there? Huh? Sobbing. Not sobbing. You know what Jesus is saying? He was. Nowadays, in their own eyes, they are righteous, right? Yeah, the guys, don't worry now. They're like, why are you eating with sinners? Yeah, sorry. I am sent to the people who are sick. I am not sent to you guys that you are what? You are fine. Amen, amen. Yes, the Bible says, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away what? The sin of how many people? The world. His name shall be called Jesus. For he shall save who? Speak it. You know what I'm saying? So how many men need to believe in Jesus? He came for how many people? For all. But when they are saying, why are you thinking with sinners? You are not sinners, I do. Don't worry, I didn't come for you. Single. Sarcasm, sobbing from the Lord, your Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord. And see the next verse. But go and learn what that meaneth. I will have what? Mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the what? Who can replace that righteous there? This type of righteous? Self-righteous. Also sarcasm. You know what? You are righteous. I have not come to call you. I have come to call what? Sinners to repentance. Who did not need repentance? No one. Everyone needs repentance. So, once you come before God with your awesome credentials, you stand disqualified. Once you come with everything is perfect. And funny enough, well, let me not go to this. But those people, they actually do have more issues in ministry. That's it. They're the ones that will now fight everybody. Now you're thinking that everybody's not like them. Why should everybody be like you? Do you know where this has been before you came to Edgar Assembly? They are not like me. Are you all from the same father and mother? Like personally, in sharing the truth of the gospel, I had more issues with morally awesome people than open sinners. I'm serious. It just had more issues with those who are not that part. I mean, sorry, with morally upright. They don't even tell you that. What? I need your Jesus for. My guy, Pashi. We are in Jesus too now. When he's coming to church. Sorry. So, I wrote in my notes, I say our good morals ought to be credited to God's glory, not to self. Just write that down, okay? Our good morals ought not to be credited to God's glory. Sorry. Ought to be credited to God's glory, not to self. Just write that down. Not as an advantage.
our good morals ought to be credited to God's glory, not to self. No, years ago, I was in RCG, and maybe 2006 or something like that, and I was already understanding the gospel. And I've got to say some things in our youth meeting, which you just got me, are you crazy? I didn't know that. I should say it again. I said, you continue. You should have married already. Amen. See Luke 18. Then openly, I told the Lord, I said, I can marry a prostitute. He said,
huh?
He said, huh? Of course, I never did. But see, conviction backs in me no preferences. Fire. Conviction. Okay? It backs in me no preferences. Your value system now changes. Your value system. You start to value men because they believe in God's word. And get this one. And God's word has a priority in the learning. Please, just write that down as I'm saying it. You start to value, I think your value system now changes, okay? You have new preferences. You start to value men because they believe in God's word. Simple. And God's word has a priority in the learning. Christ, then, proper conduct in Christ. Christ, then what? Proper conduct in Christ. Proper conduct is never to replace that in your preferences. No. Is Christ then proper conduct in Christ? Get this right, so it's the fabric of the gospel you have to preach. It's called without works. If you put your good morals as in the forefront in your preaching, teaching, and in fact, church planting, you will fail in God's plan. Thank you. See Luke 18, verse 9. On legalists, I'm going to 10. Don't worry, others, I'm on stretches as much as this. Luke 18, verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and they despised others. Can you see that? Luke 18. They trust in themselves. We are the G. But their tongue is a proud tongue. Plato. So you ask to. Popopo. You see, they are answering from inside. Lintos, Legogo. Ogogoni. Sorry, I thought you meant me. I don't tell him to get a tongue. Sorry. You have good or bad tongue. Tongue is tongue. But. Oh, sorry. Oh, God. That's a bad tongue. Sorry. Stop that. Son of Abraham. Okay, and he spake the parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were what? Righteous and despised others. See that? Two men went up into the temple to pray. The one a what? Pharisee. The other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with who? Who is he praying with? is he praying to God? He's praying with himself. I see the prayer. No, thought that you supposed to do your shirt, your suit like this. God, no, is it God or God? Okay, God, I thank the God. I'm not as other men are. Extortioners. Portfolio, right? Unjust, as you are saying, you say, ooh, clap, 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 clap. Adulterers, clap, clap, clap. Even as this entity. He's in there, thank you. What is he going to be doing? He's going to pay for you. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, God. And see, I fast how many times? Go and pass the way that now. Twice in a week. Yeah, I've not even started. I fast twice in a week. I give tithes of all I possess. Yes, right. Guess what? Everything this man said, are they proper? Of course. Even tithe, your sister has given, okay? Just not given. Are they proper? They're not bad. But you came to God You came to the one that existed before morality. You say, I am morally upright. Are you okay? Why must you put that? Why must you put that forth as your banner? And see the other guy and the publican standing afar off. Yeah. Do not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, for he smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Verse 14, want to go, yes? I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that what exalt himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be what? Simple. So the Pharisee never valued God's forgiveness. That's all. He never valued God's free grace. His value was for conduct. And God calls us proud. Proud. Morality before Christ is unbelief. It's unbelief. Morality before Christ. Morality before Christ is unbelief. It's unbelief. Remember, do you remember how the first sin was explained to us, right? Do you remember? The first sin in the Bible, Adam. Remember how it's explained to us? Preparing the knowledge of what? Good and evil to what? To life. You get that? But you know, Adam is not trying to misbehave. The knowledge of what? Good and evil. He prefers the knowledge of good and evil. He prefers that to what? To life. Joker. Checkmate. Just think about that. To find the knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge there means ability to do it myself, to choose good from evil myself. Now prepare that towards to life. So, of course, unbelief is of the heart, but Moses simply explains sin to us with those illustrations, which we should have understood. Unbelief is in the heart, but all those illustrations is just to explain sin to us. Go to Matthew 21. Matthew 21, 28. I just want you to see this clearly today. Matthew 21, 28. Because these are like, of course, maybe they are produced now on Facebook, but they are still everywhere. You will meet so much of these outside. We need so much of this outside. We went to preach. Remember, I gave that. I said, let's go and preach to those people. He said they are abusing you guys. You are wearing trousers. You need somebody is not going to church. Like, okay, I remember the first day that I didn't know the type of hairstyle I did. And somebody that has not, that I know that he has not gone to church for like 2 years. I'm telling me, but you don't want to be a man of God now. Bible said in Deuteronomy, the chapter, Deuteronomy, he said you must not be doing these things. He has not been to church. But instantly, he saw that he suddenly became a defender of who? Of God. You a man of God. You need them so much. Okay, just that thing about once you are able to dot the eyes and cross the teeth, that it just people, they think they can talk. That's no, you can talk. No. I remember one song you sing then when Zacchaeus and climbed the sycamore tree. I remember one song you sing those days of making, I cannot for the righteous, I cannot for the Pharisees. When I came to say the sinners we come down from the sycamore tree. Oh, Zacchaeus, come down from the sycamore tree. Come down from the when were you born again, all of you? What do you sing then? What are you singing when you became born again? What are you singing? This one. Holy Ghost, I need your power. I need your power. I need your. Oh yeah, we're going to get a lot of you.
What do you think then? What do you think then?
See, for like Ashegun ati Adegun ni aje nipa eje Kristi Ishegun.
You don't know anything.
No.
One of you.
Yes.
But that's English, though. Abi? It's okay, please. It's not a Yoruba church. Would you want to order? It's actually an awesome song. I mean, that's Christology. He said, Ashegun is what? Conqueror and what? Adjogun is somebody that has possessed something, right? An inheritor. Are we in Christ Jesus? By the blood of Jesus, we have the victory. If God be for us, there's nothing that Agbare, there's nothing that can overcome. There's nothing that can overcome his power. Talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. Christology.
Like you are singing Bani and Friends, are you?
Matthew 21:28. Come on. But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go and walk today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterwards, he repented and went. Who is that in this place?
Who is that?
Oh, later he went. He repented and went. But there's another guy. I came to the second. Where is he? I said, like I said, sir, I go, sir. But he did better. And went for nuts and took it up. With all these two did his will of his father, and they said unto him, the first. And Jesus said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. Send me the child. Why? He came to the Jews. They are saying, no, we have our own righteousness. They rejected his own righteousness. But he went to the so-called sinners. They accepted him. I said, my God, this once they will enter before you. In fact, they will enter, you will be rejected. Why? Verse 22. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness. That's Christ. Christ is the way. And you believe in not. But the publicans came and the others believed in. And you, when you have seen it, you repented not afterwards that you might what? Believe. So see, if your God, so the issue is, if your God sees the most morally upright man on earth, but don't believe the gospel. And next to him, the worst criminal that ever lived, who believe the gospel? Your God will not even be tempted to change his stand. His stand is clear. Sovereignty. Hallelujah. That's sovereignty. What's God's choice? Christ. Say Christ. Say Christ. See, he's not perfect. Do you always forget that morality is not only in Christianity? Have you forgotten? It's not only in Christianity. It's in Buddhism, it's in Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, what else? Even atheism. Even community. Yeah. But there is something that comes first. Hallelujah. Something must come first. Some of us think by God we see the most upright man and say, wow, what a perfect man. That's the issue of Job, right? No, that's the issue of Job. Say, nobody. No, that I've told you that thing that, that Satan was saying to God, that was the confession of Job, that there's no, sorry, or that God was saying to Satan, that was the sarcasm of Job. That's God. Remember, it's Job that was saying that it's not God. That God can never be talking about you. He said, come and see my son, Paracletus. I have not seen any righteous man more than him on the face of the earth. If you see a person like that run away, you are about to enter a problem. Are you getting me? God cannot be talking about you and be hyping your righteousness. And God just see you in the dream and say, wow, my son. You are so awesome. And God is reading all your creation for you. That's not God. Something is about to go wrong. Escape. Run to what? God's righteousness. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. You are not the one. His Bible stand is blessed the man to whom God will not impute sin. That's Bible stand. First understand that before you now understand morality in Christ. Blessed is the man. Blessed is this man.
That's Bible stand, though.
That's God's stand.
Let me show you just three places where your God model in the Bible. You see one in the verse in Matthew 8, verse 8. Three places where you can just where Jesus model. Matthew 8, verse 8. Then the centurion said, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servants shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say unto one, go, and he goeth, to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Verse 10, Matthew 8, verse 10. And when Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that follow him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great what? Faith. Not so in Israel. See, same thing in Matthew 15. Matthew 15, 26. Sapropotian woman. And 28 now said, then Jesus answered and said unto her, oh, my great is thy faith. Faith. See, go to now, but we now go to Mark 6, verse 1. Go to this one. Let's read it together. Mark 6, verse 1. And he went out from thence and came unto his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? With what wisdom was he speaking unto him? And that even such mighty works were wrought by his arm. And verse 3, is it not the carpenter's, the son of Mary? And the other is the carpenter. Say, is this not the carpenter? Not the carpenter's son, but the carpenter. Not the son of Mary. The brother of James and Joseph, Judah and Simon Peter. Sorry, not Simon Peter. Not his sisters here with us. And they were offended in him. But Jesus said unto him, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country. That's not the norm. That's one belief. Among his own king and his own house, verse 5, and he could do no mighty work, save that he laid his hand upon a few sick folks and healed them. That's verse 6, yes, and he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went around with his teaching. So, what marveled Jesus? Faith and what? Unbelief. So, please write this down, of course. Our conduct will be a valuation of our faith, not a replacement. Our conduct is a further valuation of our faith. We behave well because we value our faith. Please write that down. It's a further valuation of our faith. Not a qualification, not a replacement. Not a qualification, not a replacement. Islam is actually established upon some very strict morality. Very strict morality. And that's the issue. That is Titus 3 verse 4. So, salvation is not by works. Spiritual good is not by works. So, works is not your. So, what if you just hype? See, so, Titus 3 verse 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior towards man appeared, verse 5, not by works of righteousness. Are you there? Open your Bible. Are you there? Are you in verse 5? Not by what? Works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us out, abundantly through Jesus Christ our Lord, that being justified by what? Works by grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. What is in, yes, Ephesians 2, verse 8, 8 to 9? The first. Well done. Oh, that one is Titus 3, verse 4 to 7. Then Ephesians 2, just read it to 10.
Well done.
For by grace are you saved through what? Through what? And not of your what self, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Why? For we are his what? What man he created we are in. Now unto what? So the good works is it before believing or after believing? So how should I value a man? Faith first or works first? Exactly, guys. That's it. Faith first.
Of course, something of true faith, there is a gift of God. That's Romans 5 again, staring clearly at you. The gift of grace. Okay?
See, 2 Timothy. Faith first. A man that has believed the gospel and received the calling to the ministry, I've told you repeatedly, that if he or she should have more of your attention. Anyone that has believed the gospel in the ministry of Jesus should have more of your attention. If you have more of your soft spots, that's where I try to put it. It's clear. It's not, I have to say this. You must have your soft spots, he or she. Then, they. Because he is the man after God's heart. He is the man that God keeps for. God doesn't keep for that. Sorry, I said keep. I'm serious. God keeps for people. He's the one that God keeps for. God doesn't keep for that best guy in the street. The man that God keeps for is the one in the ministry of Jesus. Like it, you have to like it in the Bible. See you. So as such, a man is getting better among you, if you have your quicker forgiveness. Of course, things like lasciviousness is different. Anybody that's lasciviousness is more like an unbeliever. You understand what I'm trying to say? That is not making morality a lie, you see. So you cannot even regard such a person as a believer. That's different. But never prefer a man not in ministry. Why a man with a distorted view of God to a man in ministry because of morality? Please write this down. Never prefer a man not in ministry or a man with a distorted view of God to a man in ministry because of morality. Never do that. Never do that. One more scripture before I go to point number two. Never prefer a man not in ministry or a man with a distorted view of God to a man in ministry because of morality. Okay, thank you. 2 Timothy 1 verse 8. 1 verse 8 right now. Sorry, that's a bit fast, but because I'm still going to 10 points. It is. I'm telling you, in the post, this was after the first point that Pastor Nika discussed too. 2 Timothy 1 verse 8. Be not therefore ashamed of the what? Testimony of our Lord, not of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God. Verse 9. Want to go, yes? Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling? Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and have brought life and immortality. Amen. To reality, to light, through what? The gospel. Amen, amen. Glory, glory, glory. Say God makes our conduct better in salvation. Now the point. So you must take it that you don't start preferring your mind morality to life. No. Never prefer morality to life. Don't do that. Life and morality based on that life. That's the point. Don't forget, also, even in the qualification to select a pastor, to select a bishop, you see plenty of things there that are good, 1 Timothy 3, good conduct, proper conduct. Also, you're not going to marry somebody that is drunken, but you say, but he's one against one. No, that's not what I'm saying. Saying, first, value morality as an offshoot of what? The gospel. Is that clear, guys? Not any morality that does not send Jesus. That's stupidity. With all you have learned. What I'm saying, never think qualified for God's blessing. He said, God makes us better. God makes our conduct better in salvation. But take it that you don't, in your mind, start preferring morality to life. Take it in your mind that you don't start preferring morality to life. Never think qualified for God's blessing. Always remember, empty-handed, you are alive in his end. Amen, amen. Stay empty-handed. Without anything to offer, we are just alive. Hallelujah. So, good morals must be appreciated only as a further proof of learning sound doctrine. Not before. Good morals must be appreciated only as a further proof of what? Of learning sound doctrine. Not before. Okay, I don't know when I will stretch this long. See, point number two. So I said, the point number one is legalism, right? As legalism, those who are legalistic in their approach to God, those who think that coming to God is based on, of course, I didn't say you will be wearing mini and micro skirts up and down, but those who think that coming to God is based on whether you have earrings or no earrings, based on the tight size of the skirt, based on your ear cut, based on what else? Well,
Those are based on ascorbic acid, etc., titers, everything. Everything takes off well now. Let me see treatment well. But let me see. How much is that? You get them 10 and those days, they do over 20. Those red ones, remember? And very sweet. Where have I taken? How do I become saved then? A lot. How do you do restriction? Number two. So those who preach and teach man-made ethos, E-T-H-O-S. Those who do ethos or ethics. I think ethos is correct, yes. Those who preach and teach man-made ethics, E-T-H-O-S, that is ethics. Because let me define the ethos for you now, because it's a compound word for a lot of things. It's the fundamental character of a culture. The fundamental character of a culture, the underlying sentiment that informs the belief, custom or practices. Again, the underlying sentiments that informs the beliefs, custom or practices of a group or a society. Let me take it again. The fundamental character of a culture, the underlying sentiments that inform the belief, custom or practice of a group or society. You get that? The fundamental character or culture of a character of a culture, the underlying sentiments that informs the belief, custom, or practices of a group or society. People just like to mix it up. It just makes you over culture with presenting. Just mix it up. It's just funny. See Colossians 2 verse 8. Just mixing things up. Colossians 2 verse 8. Well done. Okay. Let's see this one together. Well done, well done, well done. Thank you. Let's do this. Yes. Beware lest any man what spoil you through what? Philosophy and being deceived after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Philosophy. Philosophy there, of course, is a Greek word, philosophia. Is love of wisdom. Write that down. Love of wisdom. Let no one deceive you through the love of wisdom. That is philosophia. Philosophia. Love of philosophy. Something like that. Philosophia. No, Sophia is wisdom, right? Philosophia. Simple. That is love of what? Wisdom, right? Law of IQ. Please, I beg of you, don't fall for this. Let me read for you. Take care that no one takes you away by force. Through man's wisdom and deceit. Going after the beliefs of men and the theories of the world, and not after what? Christ. Not after Christ. Through man's wisdom, going after the belief of men. No, we are so privileged that we have a scripture. It's just there. Scripture has his own view, okay? Scripture has his own view. Clear. See Titus 1:14. Titus 1:14. Titus 1:14. Not giving it to what? Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Jewish fables. Let me read 1 Timothy 1 for you from verse 3. Let me use CEV translation. That's easy. Using systems like this. CEV, 1 Timothy 1 verse 3. Just listen. When I was living for Macedonia, I asked you to stay on in Ephesus and want certain people there to stop spreading their false teaching. You need to want them to stop wasting their time on senseless theories and endless list of ancestors. Such things only cause arguments. They don't help anyone to do God's work that can only be done by faith. Verse 5, you must teach people to have genuine love as well as good conscience and true faith. Verse 6, there are some who have given up this for nothing but empty talk.
You have given up all this for nothing. Read verse 6 from your own KJV. Verse 6, yes? Bring jangling. Empty talk. Jangling. So, I think we have discussed that before in one of the series when we discussed Colossians very well. Beware of love of wisdom. Just, I can give you, the preachers, when they just come bamboo with nice grammar, nice, every nice, easy, not easy, half and easy. What do you do? You cannot young wisdom for 3 hours. You're tired. How many minutes? Wise words are short. Any wise word that is now long, that after explaining Greek word, inside the wise word, the next thing that wise word is a theory. A theory. take it, okay? Take it. See some, you don't, once I just start saying in the gospel, in the book of the gospel, once I just see you start putting forth so much intelligence, so much. It's Tabuki, Papa Buki, and I know yet. When a man came to our church, too much. Now came to our den, he said, this is small. Then, the guy said, sorry, not guy. The man said, start doing stuff. Okay, you need a backdrop. Okay, apparently we got one, right? Then we don't have something. No, then we have something like a shrine. Some people like a shrine there. Then after you say you have to also go for a course in communication. That's why you can, your word can be You guys are saying that in my spirit. What are you singing? Is that I want to go for a communication course? Then you see, so also, see, you don't need to. Then you say, someone, what's that mean? Why are you being teaching for 2 hours? Come next week. Oh God. Just want you a fizzy paparazzi. Just to. Imagine what it is ghosty. Just for going to name them. Now you are starting and you are looking for a penny in top right. That office you are not looking for. How many they call for you, remember? Top right. So people are paying every day, you must not be in touch. So you be working so that you can bring the seed on Sunday. Amen. So that's why as a minister of God, you must not set yourself up. Because I'm also saying this. You must not set your, oh God, you must not help me. Come on, you must know your boundary. I've told you guys, you will only serve God within your means. Any then you will not go and get, and every month, hey Rita, what is this in your hand? Sell your wristwatch. You have to do the everybody's attachment, nobody's making. Awesome, yeah. Zero. How many people in there? You have to sell everything to pay for the journey. This is not God's work. That's not God's work. Nina, how long did they meet under a tree, under a mountain, on rock? They have some regular customer buckets. People will use. You stand picture of church for me. You see, bucket that you use to bath. You get a can, those. And God's word is glorified. Amen, amen. Praise God. So start seeing all those love of perfection. He's saying, no, guys, this year, awesome. Can we play this with show microphone? Sure. Okay. Sister, please. You angry this thing? Guys, it's prop. That's in some so key detail on this can be a pointer, okay? Now, for instance, like for someone like me that naturally I know a lot of things about sand, you can see, okay, by default, I can just include things to myself. But you still see that roughness there in everything. Roughness. Trust me, with all you are seeing around, we can do so much better with the same thing we have.
just don't care. Amen, amen. Praise God. So it's not love or wisdom.
Okay, point number three. Those who peddle the word. I'll be fast now. Those who peddle God's word. Who peddle it?
Peddle. No. Peddle now. No, peddle.
But see 2 Corinthians 2:17. These are the people that are going to meet. Don't forget, the topic is engaging unbelief. Engaging unbelief. Those who peddle God's word. 2 Corinthians 2:17.
Well done. Let's just read.
It's easy. One, two, go. Yes, for we are not as men in which corrupts the word of God, but as of sincerity, as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. Let me read NIV for you. This one. NIV says, unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. Let me say that again. Unlike so many, we do not peddle the word of God for profit. On the contrary, in Christ, we speak before God with sincerity as those sent from God. Number four, that's number three for you. Number four, we also have a different version of the same plan. Let's read that one. Different version of the same plan. C-L-A-N. Different version of the same plan. The same, different version of the same plan. Like, it's like those who are part of you, but they cause division. That's the point. They are with you, they are around you, but they cause division. Those who come to church, yet they select what they listen to. You say, no, this one is for me, this one is not for me. They are with you, the meat, I will throw away the chaff. As I'm pushing down, sometimes they say, ah, this one, hey, this is for where? No, that one's not for me. I will not write it. I'm not write it down. God loves me. Yes, I'll write down that. You forgive me. I'll write down that. What's it, so those who come to church, yes, they select what they listen to. This for me, this for me. No. But what you must look for is that this man speaking from his head or from God's word. That's the question. Is he speaking from his head or from God's word? Back in, welcome. Is he speaking from his head or from God's word? Romans 16. And guys, when the system of the world contradicts the standard of God's word, what do we submit to? God's word. When the system of the world contradicts the standard of God's word, what do we submit to? God's word. Simple. That everybody is doing something is correct. I got to Dubai, and my brother was telling me that this place, we only have only funny service. That people do not have time during the week. That's Satan. But find a way. They have to go to war, they have to do double things. I say, sir, that's Satan. Satan. See Romans 16, sorry. Romans 16, 17. I'll be talking about putting down later. Romans 16, 17. Now I beseech you, brethren. Are you there? Romans 16, 17 to 18. Let's read this one together. Want to go? Yes, help me. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have what? They learn. Yes, and avoid them. So because you are not cornered, you learn it. So mark people who teach things contrary to what you systematically understood and avoid them. Verse 16. Yes, sorry, 18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own what? Belly. And by what? Good words and fierce speeches deceive the heart of the simple. Let me read NIV for you in that one. It said, I urge you, brothers and sisters, to watch out for those who cause division and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to the teaching you have learned. So he said, you to keep away. Keep away. And verse 18 says, for such people are not serving our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flatly they deceive the mind of naive people. Naive people. That's the point. Naive people. They cause division. Ephesians 4 verse 14. Because you should know that we henceforth be no more children, toss what? To and fro, carry the about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby the lying ways produce cunning crafty men. who teach contrary to the unity of the faith. Cunning crafty men who teach contrary to the unity of the faith. He deceives. So that something is widely acceptable does not make it the norm. Okay, number five. So, because this one is clear. Preachers of the law. Well done. Preachers of the law. Because this is a bit different from legalism. See, that's what he's saying in Philippians 3, Philippians 3, verse 2. And he said, beware of dogs. Who is calling dog? You have the beware of dog in the Bible. Beware of dog. Where are the dogs? People who preach the law, of evil workers, of the concession. People who preach the law. That is things like people who preach Passover, tithing, baptism. People who see hype, types and shadows, rather than people who hype, types and shadows. Passover, the Day of Atonement, the church. Day of Atonement. The woman, for that matter. Old Testament, no, they dare not try it. The woman. They collected their seed, $1,000. Day of Atonement. Don't move the headboard. Number six, okay? Those who teach another Christ. And denying the fact of the gospel. This one is clear. Those who teach another Christ and denying the fact of the gospel. What are the facts of the gospel? Yes, death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. And who is the Christ? Who is the Christ? All right, now. Simple. So, part of the gospel, the incarnation, right? The death, burial, and what? Resurrection. And that's the issue in 1 John. Check 1 John chapter 2, 16 to 19. 1 John 2, 16 to 19. Those who deny the part of the gospel, teach another Christ. This is the last time as you have heard that the Antichrist in the Bible is not a man with two arms. Don't mind all those things you have watched. Antichrist is a man with another message. Because that's inside apostasy. Okay? You have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now, are there many Antichrists, whereby you will know that it's the last time, verse 19, they went out from us, they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they will no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. See 1 John 4, verse 1 and 5. 4, verse 1 and verse 5. The Lord, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit where there be of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Verse 5, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. That's the point. And also, you see those who pervert God's freely given grace. Number 7 now, those who pervert God's freely given grace. God's grace is freely given. Those who pervert it, This stuff like verse 4, Jude 1 verse 4, sorry, I'm a bit fast. Those who pervert God's freely given grace. Jude 1 verse 4, certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men turning the grace of our Lord into lasciviousness and denying, denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of lasciviousness, they deny Christ. They say, don't worry, me, I'm an homo. Not a homo, like you are area. You are happy. Homo call. You might just wake up and say, you are just being on the internet too much. That's your issue. Don't really too much. Thank God I established Google. God is not a wonder. What has been on grace? So if God is calling your life, you can't leave it alone. From a lot of people who are very fine on the goggles on me, that goggles rubbish. Some of you, if I pick your goggles up and I check your history, you now see the prince of the power of the air flying up and down there. Sad. This is not actually being conservative, this is just being seen. It's not that hyper polluting critical. The fact that God can tell you something, you just hear, something, anything. God, what's that? Next. You are looking for the definition, have a mobile dictionary. For Google, it will tell you what you are looking for and from one to another, right? Light you up very well. Like Sagre said, fire you up. It's not stressing, okay? Stressing. I beg of you. Many have found themselves in a lot of perversion because of too much key data. If you have data, you have been a Christian, see. Because you have enough data, free Wi-Fi. Oh, and you know that if you are using such Wi-Fi for so beyond the judgment of the heavy, amen. Well, God will now say, which Wi-Fi do you use to that? Oh, don't worry, I'll use my data. Relax, I'm joking, but you're trying to understand the concept, okay? Okay, let's see, same thing, 2 Peter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter 2, verse 1. Hope you know there's nothing wrong in copy and paste, right? If you think there's anything wrong, read 2 Peter chapter 2 and give it and read. Just read it. Nothing wrong in copy and paste. That's why in the church assembly, nobody struggles to preach. Since you are ahead of me, what do? The same. The same exam, Abby. The same, what else? The same exam, the same attitude, the same love, the same everything. Copy, paste, continue. Don't innovate. When you just say, you send Anu now, you send Anu to Trinity, you can't preach. Well, we are at the finals of Nigeria. Now, in this place, we are going to celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. We are going to celebrate the Lord so much. Hallelujah. You feel me in the house. Yeah. Please turn off the live stream. Let's not see. Oh, God. Hallelujah. When I start joking with you, like that, I'm just very dreamy. I can't. Okay. It has been wonderful. It has been wonderful. You came as a minister and has done our best to keep up. So I say 2 Peter 2 verse 1, for there are many false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them and bring upon themselves sins towards destruction. Okay, that's enough for that. See number 8. Those who milk the church. And use very awful technique. You know the exact word of Pastor Nanka. And use very awful technique. They milk the church. Ah. Well. That you start on this one, you need to finish. It's sad. You don't see somebody in church. The next thing you are scheming, how do I download? How do I download? What did I preach? Download from them. And that's the reason, and it's actually contributed a lot to the religion of the gospel. When you now want to come and preach, kind of, by default, they are looking at you with the eyes of that Baba, that prophet that came to collect their money. It's bad. Bad. Who has touched another fruit for money yet before? Let's do it. Confess. 1, 2, 3. Just say scripture. Philippians 3 verse 18. It's bad. So bad. And people have seen the folly. Do you know they don't do this in the mocks? You know? They don't. The reverence for their stupidity is too much. Of course, the stupidity is what you have. If any unbeliever, it must be called a spirit. in reverence for that food is so much. Have you ever seen from Baba?
It was this. Baba. Some Baba, you know, just stupid things. Sorry, you're rapping.
He wants to, I think the guy, so he said, if I is asking for, let's say, two coins. Sir, don't worry, I don't have 2 coins. I have dollars. The father does not want your dollars. The father needs what? 2 coins. But don't worry, my dad didn't work. Cannot bring your what? Dollars for appreciation. Don't learn from me, too. Just. That is what you learn from Eva. But just, it's only thought that you now see, come and touch anointed. You come for anointing. As you come for anointing service, as you are coming, first drop your seed along the way. I learned this from Pastor Nenka, he said, when you are doing healing meeting, that day, don't collect an offering. So that people don't associate in what you mean. What is happening with what? It's not going to drop. They don't collect offering that day. From KFP again. The sand. This, even in our attempt to expand the gospel, where we need money, but we don't need Satan. So at the end of the day, gospel is not about today. It's not about the big nothing you want to do today. That's easy. That's what you people are getting wrong. Say, don't worry, when they drop money, we have built this big doom, right? It's not big, we have built this big doom. We are talking about the journey of next how many years? We are talking about you have built a doom. How relevant will you be? Like, you have taught from a lesson, from a good lesson. But if you are pursuing within you are. We fail. We didn't add their first auditorium around in 1994. Their first auditorium. Then he said biggest in Africa. Then because we are pushing them. Don't worry, we get there. After 3 years, we didn't launch on that one. They pick up after another 4 years. We didn't now launch a big one. Then after that one, they now went to a 3 kilometer auditorium. Baba is already billion now. No, he has finished. You convert a 3 kilometer auditorium to what? Children's church. Pursue him now. Preach your gospel and go. God has helped the man to do what he does for him to gather his people once in a month, Holy Ghost night. Please don't compete. Don't compete. For the Bible tree, there is no one church building. Not one. You see, the church in the house of enmity talk. The church in the house of incest. The church in the atmosphere of Father Abraham. Since he doesn't have the house yet. So, what I'm saying two things right now. Firstly, there is an outright milking of the saints, getting them with money. God will give more to you. Come for my TTC. Then there's also a skillful one of, don't worry, we are using, that's why, until, you know, my wife in the battle, then we watched CBN very well until a man came openly on open TV. The thing is like an abomination to mention it. See, right now, everyone is emulating. Any city you phone now, man of God. You know, they. Here I was learning. Go and tap it down for them, please. Thank you. See, now everyone is waiting. And you will now see, by the time they are asking for the seed, well, if you want to start anything, call this number 257-111-800. Yes, they are waiting for you. Don't worry, as you do it. But don't doubt. Don't say no. Just pick it. Pick it. Don't think. Just pick it. Do it now. Do it now. That thing telling you not to do it, that's Satan. Do it. And that will say willingly. But not without, not of necessity. You say, God, Lord, that one's careful. Do it now. And every three years, one whitish prophet will now come again, say, well, sorry, I've repented. I will not do it again. You go back again. No. Whitish prophet. If you know I'm whitish, white. If you mention his name, your man, right? So, and he will come up only. At least he has done it how many times that we have seen clearly. Twice or three times. That came to Nigeria. The one they did in Lagos. Come and see it. Ah. This one I'm making his name, but this one is still Mike Mudok came to Akure. And raised millions of Akure, my city, that there's no money there. No oil company, no money. He raised millions. See, by the time they tickle you. Ah. I packed my private jet in Lagos with our mama because your airport here is looks like a bit too small, they cannot handle it. So I have to come home with my friend to borrow his shopper. Or Shagafo or something like that, to borrow his shop out to Accra, yeah. Yes, actually, right, got it today. I've come from Oklahoma, I went to the UGS in the UGS, I branched somewhere in Canada. And as you are saying, just two days ago, I have just received a delivery of a 2019 Bentley. you are, as you say, there is no Jesus in the head again. So he has successfully forced to move Jesus. Say, Jesus, go. If you want this same grace, come and drop it. My guy, people will run out. You know the ministry. The ministry of the woman of God, your former mentor, of the woman of God. That Papari dealt with and others dealt with. Oh God. God forgive those days. Ah, yeah. It's up here. For what? Who ran out? Who has sold his key here? You can't use it. Oh, he's there. Oh, please watch. That's what the research was. Come on, Father, have you not sold it? Why are you like this now? Sow something. Sad. And trust me, that has really retarded the gospel. You have not done the gospel at all. So much. That's why when you are in ministry, it is sacrifice. It is service. You come to spend. You come to be spent. You will be lean. And all of you, I will measure your weight. If you are getting, if you are increasing, something is wrong. That is, you are not living for the men that Jesus died for. Everybody must remain or reduce. Simple. Is that clear? People inside the engine room. Okay, Philippians chapter 3, verse 18. It's like you must have that. I think I preached that one of his earlier sermons. That what? Why are we here, guys? This is why we are here. Oh. Sorry, I'm coming. This is why we are here. Clear. Not here for anything, to wipe anything, to get. You will not get. Let me remind you. Coins will not drop, but coins will go. The minister will be ready for that. The sacrifice. Okay, see Philippians 3:18. Not just being children for 3 days. Did he collect seed or he gave them food? After 3 days, I'm saying, now I have watered you. I must be watered. He that watered must be watered. That is a teaching. That's not instruction. That's teaching. You get me? That is a mindset. I love to say that everybody must know your own portfolio. The preacher should not teach people everything. But it's not every day you know because they say, guys, he that watered must be watered. I must be watered, guys. Water me. Just like You know the way some people read, husband love your wife? Husband will say, wife, submit your wife. You mind? Wife, must submit. Submit. And then your wife gets to the pulpit, all we say, husband, love your wife. He said, we need your duty. He said, do your duty. Relax. Yes, it's the duty of people to communicate to who is teaching them, and also it's the duty of the pastor not to demand it. Parallel lines. I remember there was a day I didn't know what happened. I just think all of you, I tell a lot of you, take your money, take it home. No offering today. Go! Last year? I brought it twice. Go! Not because when you say, you have money. No! It's a culture. Teach people. But then I think what happened then was, I was saying people are not coming for midweek service. They're not coming for Sunday. You think, now come to sorry, you have where I say, you can't take with shoes, high heels, and not doing again. And I see everybody is that day, everybody, funny enough, you didn't come for midweek service, everybody is now fine on Sunday. I see, you didn't come and pray, no coming for DG, and you're now fine on Sunday. Go! Of course, you understand what I'm trying to say. That's why immediately Corona started. So what some churches did. The first week that they don't have this power, they brought us an app. You pay your tithe, click one. When people are not working, though. So fast food, click two. Seed, click two. That's why you want to establish an app to answer their prayer. At least, you know, to me, you are trying to create an app to keep up with everything in church. Create an app for answer prayer. Pray to this app, the app will sorry. At least do all those one first. So it's so easy for you to think that we come here to no. Ah. That's why you do that is why of course my workers they know. I talk to them for all of them. After finishing workers in training, I ask you that, okay, guy, you must work. Now must work and make money. And use the money to take care of who? Of happy. Amen. Praise God. So I happy to can be matured one day to take care of others. That's the standard. But when we are learning, that time we try our best to do less. So that we can just focus. So that Christ can be formed in our mindset. But upon learning, what do? Go out and labor. Both in the world. Now you have learned to labor both in the world and doctrine. And to labor under the initiative. Amen. Praise God. The laboring, the money you bring it again. Amen. And you distribute it as for Abraham. Amen. Praise God. So, if there's any position you can try to be like Father Abraham, as a man, the abundance of God. Sorry, that was me fast. I'm almost done today. See, Philippians 3, verse 18. Therefore, many walk of whom I have told you of it. And now I tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Enemies of the suffering of Christ. Let's read verse 19. You want to go, yes? Whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly? Whose glory is their shame? Who mind earthly things? Their glory is in shame. Best church auditorium, best sound equipment, best this, best that, my pastor, the glory in shameful things. Who mind earthly things? Okay. That's go to point number 9. Again, those who teach what Balaam stood for. I just sound like that. Those who teach, sorry there, what Balaam stood for. Take water now. Those who teach what Balaam stood for. Numbers 22, verse 12. Let's first face Balaam. Then we go to Revelation. Numbers 22, verse 12. Start doing this with us. You now come and what will do with them properly. We now discuss tomorrow. And us willing. Numbers 22, verse 12. Okay, I'll be fast. And they said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them, and thou shalt not cause the people to, because you know the story of Balaam and Balak, those are your bedtime stories. Thou shalt not cause the people, for they are blessed. So, again, God told Balaam, thou shalt not go with them, right? Thou shalt not cause the people, for they are what? Blessed. 13, see what happened, though? And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, for the Lord will refuse to give me leave to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up and they went unto Balak and said, Balaam refused to come with us. Verse 15. And Balak sent yet again princes and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and they said to him, Thou says Balak, son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming. But 17, for I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou seest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, and cause this people. Now let's read 18 and 19 slowly. Want to go yet? 18. And Balaam answered and said unto the servant of Balak, If Balak will give me the house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Verse 19, want to go? Now therefore, I pray you, tarry you also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. Say, can you say skill? These are people who prophecy. God has said, don't go. It's okay, don't stay one more night. Let me ask again. Let me ask again. They know God's will. Say, okay, let's see if there will be an exception today. When you hear that, don't worry, I'll flow silver. Say, okay, I cannot go. But just hold on, yeah? On this day, let's be confirmed. So, that is people who say one thing, but they will act otherwise. That's the point. Like, for instance, you hate the prosperity gospel, but you keep friends that preach that rubbish. You keep friends that preach it. You hate prosperity gospel, but you keep friends that preach it. You say it doesn't matter. You say, at least, don't worry, the man is good in miraculous. At least, he still preaches grace. Ah, Jesus. What money has cost? There's also one apostle. Let me leave it. I don't think he's calling it. He makes one of his guesses on Facebook of money. What is this? How to call out the man open, sir? What happened? He blocked me. He unblocked me after some days. Why? Why is he not start respecting the money now? He just put that scripture scatter money. Where? No one is deliberate labor in falsehood. You know, this like when you try to prove that Mary is the mother of God. Deliberate effort. I said, search my if I bookmark that page. What is this? Because I'm learning, sorry, that's good. Like, how do you see this? Most of you see this and say, what color is this poem? He says, black! Black! Can't you see it's black? I say, what color is everything? What color is everything? It's black. So you see, you say it's black. It's yellow, but it has a band of black. That's the truth. Are you getting it? This pulpit is not white, it's transparent. That's what you are. Mind is there. There's one evening that while I went to my house, what color is on the TV? Thank God for Israel that I finally came to say the truth. So, but the truth is, okay, everything. I think we know color now. You can know. Hakim, what color is this? You have music. You have allowed me to talk now. That's the point. So you just say it's red. Say why? It's red. Okay, what color is this that wearing? Huh? Okay, let's be fast. We can go. So, like, people can just see something and they just deliberately say something else. Deliberately. It's bad. Guys, there's the repentance. And see verse 20, and God came to Balak. And see what now happened. Because this is utterance, okay? This is utterance. You must be careful. This is utterance. And God said unto Balak, that night said, okay, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. God has told yesterday that you should not go. God has to say, don't worry, you can go. So what are you hearing? You are hearing what? The idol of your heart. You are hearing the voice of yourself. Ah, don't worry, you shall go, you shall come. And shall be the greatest plantain producer in the whole of Africa. And when you come back, you shall bring all the fruit unto the Lord. And the Lord shall be glorified. And the ministry shall expand as a result of your plantation. I was just, wow! See, Rema! See what? This is what? This one is what? Why? You think? Therefore, he aligned. Oh, click. So, and Balaam was up in the morning and started the ass and he went and again, the ass now spoke again. You can see that there is a little confusion. The time you are hearing, go. Go, John. So, see, Revelation about 2, verse 14 to 15. Almost done. Just 2 months with your salary. I'll be done. Revelation 2, 14 to 15. And I have a few things against thee. That's the church. Which church is that? Look ahead. Church, I mean, look, verses before. Church of what? Revelation 2, 14 now. Pergamos. Okay. Okay. Let's read the accommodation from where it started. Which verse is that? Verse 12, yes. One to go, yes. Sharp sword with its two edges. I know thy words, where thou dwellest, where certain cities have wrote my name, has not denied my faith, even in the days when of my faithful matter, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. Verse 14. But I have a few things against you, yes? Talking about Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication, verse 15, so as thou also hold the doctrine of which I ate. So, you see that the conduct of the Old Testament, they now became pattern of things to avoid, okay? Conduct, like that conduct of Balaam, that became doctrine of Balaam. The conduct of Balaam in the Old Testament, that became conduct that we must desist from. For instance, some people, if he comes to you and say, hey, Pastor, what if the guy, of course, yes, it's not yet in ministry, but someday he can join ministry. Can I marry him? You have learned God's word already. Now you want to hear yourself in God's word. So can I not look at it very well? Look for example for you in the Bible. See, are we even sure Aquila and Priscilla made themselves when they are born again? Oh, you clap for them. You clap for yourself. And trust me, trust my teachings at times more than my yes. What is your problem? What is your thing? Awesome. Bless. Thanks. You are cool. Go in this dynamite and come deal with you. I still expect you to force yourself I've said before. Because that's just that's God for you. Once you trouble him, you know, the church is not to hype your church. Say, don't worry, you must. You know, you must. Let's remember my sister. You go to marry BJ. Guy, yes. You're awesome. Don't worry. Don't worry. In fact, I will give my example. In fact, my spiritual father married as unbelievers, but God did miracles. Don't worry, God will do it. You know. I'm not the TV, not my generation. So now, of course, I'm going to be able to tell some of you, frankly, this is what also be done. But please learn to trust the teaching of God's word. God says, "If you desist, desist." God says, "If you desist, you know, that's not simple." You now start. One of the common questions is: let me use my brother as an example. Anytime brother before telling me that, Pastor, you are awesome. I love you. You are the greatest. You have just done it.
I just say, okay, tell me when you are going. Tell me.
You just, I know what all you want to say is, I want to travel by December, I want to travel by. So you will have to start with some accolades, so you go for me. Ah! You toast me. You say, okay, you are better. You are also, I have learned so much. I just say, anything you are going, tell me that day. I will drop you at the park. Oh, I didn't work for you. Just tell me that day. I will drop you.
You don't even know if it's Jesus or Satan that died for your sins. You are not in any way. You are not sure. And you say, yeah, but Pastor, you don't got a job in the Highland. You know, I say, wow. Really, I just say, ah, wow. The Lord is with you. They don't, I'll just give you the address of same community. You can know that you will not go. Because anything that will make you run away from here, you will not go to that one. You just made the church one day say, hey, kill it. Escape. So, like in your, so I'm just trying to make a happy with people. So, your choices, generally, and everything. Just ensure, try and mirror what you have learned, okay? Number 10, and number 10 is, it's number 10. Say those who have wrong priorities, that's number 10. Wrong priorities. Like for instance, Jesus died for our sin, but like people have seen people that they teach grace, but it's for power. Are you with me? You teach salvation through faith in Christ, but the end point is power. No. We do miracles. Why? So that what? Men can what? Believe the message. Praise God. That means after you have done the miracle meeting, what must succeed it? What should succeed it? Teaching meeting. Miracles is to arrest men's what? Attention for learning. So, you see those different kids, those who have wrong priorities. So, there's a pattern and system of truth that must be respected, okay? There's a pattern and system of truth that must be respected. Pattern and system of truth that must be respected. Obviously, the apostles taught and they were consistent in warning the church of these things. The apostles, they taught and they were consistent in warning the church of these things. So, guys, this is the way Pastor Nika will put it. Say there is a them to avoid. There is a them, T-H-E-M-E. Or there is a particular set of people to avoid. A group of people, there is a them to avoid. Why? Because of influence. Because of influence. There is a message and doctrine that binds us together. You must not be emotional about the foundation of our faith. No. You must not be emotional. The man that is against your Jesus and his message cannot be your idol. It cannot be. There is a them out there. There is a them out there. A man that is against your Jesus and his message cannot be your idol. You must not be emotional about the foundation of the faith. So there is a them out there. They use the same Bible. They call the same Jesus. But they are against the word of God. So watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Same Bible, same Jesus, but they are against the word of God. So watch out. It's a simple faith, but with plenty perversion. Simple faith, but plenty perversion. So take it. Watch out. Hearing that somebody is Christocentric is not enough, okay? And forever Christocentric. I don't know, I understand those who are having issues with that. But being Christ-centered is not enough. Ensure you learn fully. Learn fully. That is your first defense for the truth. Ensure you learn fully. Learn well. If you have not learned well, you stand disqualified to defend the faith. If you have not learned well, you stand disqualified to learn for you to defend the faith. Learn only, that is W-H-O-L-L-Y. Learn awesomely. Learn sound words. Learn the pattern. Learn it. You cannot cram it. You have to learn it. Learning takes time.
Nobody learned that lesson in 1 year. Learn it. Don't learn halfway.
Learn it well. Learn it well.
Don't learn halfway.
That's your first time in defending the truth of the gospel. Learn. There are people out there.
Because if you don't learn very well, you're not able to separate, you're not able to divide the wheat from the chaff. You just think everybody is the same. Learn discernment. Learn everything.
There's a lot, there's a world out there that are pushing Christ for their own benefits, for their own gain.
They preach the same Jesus, but the intention is different.
But trust me, you have learned well, you will know. You will know.
You will know. You will know. Both by the world, by sound and by the spirit, you will know.
So, this is part of maintaining your in Christ sanity. Learn it very well. Yeah, don't buy your mother and your just pray. You don't. Thank you. Yeah. I love that attack. Just pray like that. Good. Pray, pray, pray. Labastege bilastege bilarastege vatatati. Zeto toto polarase katina kipatatata. Zeto lastege bile zotala zete na pate kapala dade. Yate kapala mazatula zetula diga bada. La zeto la zipura tikes togo pola zeto la kapantos. La zeto pros teke pilase teke pilas zatilas teke pilas. Lizoto la zeto la zipalanta tete. Kepo zatalama zate late. Lito kolas teke pilas zato las teke palas zate. Lizota le protala zatate. Lito koto toto to la te ma santa la te kepila zotas te kepila ranta katala lito la zeto la keto la ste kepila taka partite lito zata la ma zoto la ste kepila teke la kante sto go pata tata libro la te kepila zato la ste kepila ma zata ma la kante la ma zata papate. Lipo ze poliros teke pila zetilis teke apam tenkento la zento la steke palaz apam tentis. Nipa pa 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 tita zetola zetole ras zete male male mozontola. Nipa pa teto zatala mozapala razeke to steke pilande. Nimane also to male male in the male. Thank you Lord Jesus.
Yes, quiet. Letting God needs my heart. Thank you.
In pala pala mani na mani mazata mani rasanta mani mazanta mani mani maz la pala basanta mani bati pala mazanta mani brata mani maz mani mazanta mani makazanta mani mashata mani kampranta mani la seta mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta makate mani mazanta imbrujun sarete mi imala mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta in protalaste che pide manza mani mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta mani mazanta
The one who gave his life, Jesus, to me. Money would not move me.
Money would not move me. They would not blind me. I'm not gonna sway me. Riches would not pay me.